Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Clear my mind of everything but you. Let me put old thoughts aside to see only you. As my mouth sings praise to you, I lift my head and hands to you. Let me praise you with everything I am. Let me praise you with everything I am. Clear my mind.
Let me praise you, Lord, with everything I am. And we're going to do that today, here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Later on, we're going to share probably the most favorite of all psalms, one we haven't used in a couple of years, believe it or not, Psalm 23. Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, our great shepherd, a shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, so that we may stand in your presence today, clothed in his righteousness, washed clean of our sins, so that we may be white as snow. No merit of our own, Lord, strictly a free gift of grace and your mercy because of our belief in and reliance on the Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. The song in the background, Father, says, Jesus, how lovely you are. And you are. Your great love for us is beyond comprehension. The willingness of your Son to go to the cross and die for us is something we cannot imagine. He did that for the entire world because that's what you ask him to do, Lord. He told us that you love the world so much that you were willing to give your own Son, your one and only Son, to die on the cross of Calvary so that if we would believe in him, we would not perish, but we would have everlasting life and be able to spend eternity with you, enveloped by your love. Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given to us to worship you and to sing praises to your holy name today here in A Call to Worship. And I pray that the songs that we've chosen, the wonderful 23rd Psalm that we'll share later, and the devotional about how the shepherd is all we need, all we want. He fills our complete need for anything, Lord. He is a wonderful God, a God of grace and mercy. And we pray that all of the parts of the program will be together a symbol of our love for you, Lord, and also a signpost for those that are listening that have never experienced the free gift of salvation and the peace of God that can come by placing their trust in Jesus alone, not in works, not in position, not in things we might do, but just in the free gift of grace that you have provided for us. Father, we love you, we praise your holy name, and we thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit. Take pleasure in our program today. take pleasure in our adoration and our songs of praise, and our words of testimony as well, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you with an everlasting love. And we serve you today in this way by worshiping and praising your holy name. Word of God says that where two or three are gathered together, the Lord will be here in the midst. And that's sort of the thought on this medley of songs. We are standing on holy ground, for the Lord is here, and where He is holy. We are standing on holy ground, and we know that there are angels all around. So let us praise Jesus now. During this time, when we are standing in His presence here on holy ground.
Yeah.
We are standing on holy ground in the presence of God Almighty and Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, God with us. In a moment, we'll share with you the 23rd Psalm. And now let me share with you probably the best loved psalm of all, the 23rd Psalm. And I'm sharing this from the NIV version, the New International Version. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort me. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with precious oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
precious Christ, you are to me the pearl of greatest price. My love for you will never die. Jesus, you
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra, a medley of songs including What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Sweet Hour of Prayer, I Must Tell Jesus, and I'd Rather have Jesus. What a wonderful medley of songs that is. We just heard from Fernando Ortega and the Maranatha Promise Band and the song, Jesus, You Are My Life. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we'll be sharing a devotional by Max Licato entitled, I Shall Not Want. Earlier in our broadcast today, we shared the 23rd Psalm with you from the NIV version. It begins, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. In the NIV version, it says, The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. That's what this devotional by Max Licato tells us. It is true, with the Lord, we have everything we need. You know, heaven does not know you as a fellow with a nice suit, or a woman with a big house, or the kid with a new bike. When God thinks of you, he may see your compassion, your devotion, your tenderness or quick mind, but he doesn't think of your things. You and I could pray like the Puritan. He sat down at a meal of bread and water. He bowed his head and declared, all this and Jesus too. What will you gain with your contentment? When we surrender to God, the cumbersome sack of discontent, we don't just give up something, we gain something. God replaces it with a lightweight, tailor-made, soil-resistant attache of gratitude. What will you gain with content? You may gain joy. You may gain the faith to say, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Coming up a little later in the broadcast, we'll be sharing this devotional by Max Licato entitled, I Shall Not Want. I just want to say thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. Your gifts to us help us keep going, and I just want to say thank you. You can send those gifts to Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, you can make a contribution right there. You can find that same address on the website. And, of course, on that website, we've got other things, too. You can listen to the program anytime you want. You can check out the playlist. You can check out the stations that carry this program all across the country. And there are other things on that website. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Well, let's get back to this medley now with Don Marsh, Orchestra and Panpipes, as we pick up the song, I Must Tell Jesus, and then we'll wind up with I'd Rather Have Jesus. Thank you.
my side. How could I rise to meet the morning of the day? Your tender mercy always calling from behind. At times I could not see you, even though you were close by. And Lord, you are good. You are good, and your mercy forever endure. Lord, you are good. You are good, and your mercy forever endure. Where would I be if you had not been by my side? How could I rise to meet the morning of the day? Your tender mercy always calling from behind. At times I could not see you, even though you were close by. And Lord, you are good. Yes, you are. You are good, and your mercy forever.
And now from the book by Max Licato entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countrymen Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. Earlier in our program today, we shared that wonderful psalm, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Today I want to talk a little bit about that second part of that first verse, wanting, and how the shepherd that we have fulfills all of our needs and our desires. Those words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," were penned by David of the Old Testament. He found the pasture where discontent goes to die. It's as if he was saying, "What I have in God is greater than what I don't have in life." Do you think you and I could learn to say the same? Think for just a moment about the things you own. Think about the house you have, the car you drive, the money you've saved, and the clothes you've purchased. Envision all your stuff, and let me remind you of two biblical truths. Number one, your stuff isn't yours. Ask any coroner, ask any embalmer, ask any funeral home director. No one takes anything with him. A friend from years ago while I was at Northwestern College was Rose Totino of the Totino Pizza Company. And during her life, she gave a lot to Northwestern College. And she had a saying, "You never see a U-Haul following a hearse." And that is so true. When one of the wealthiest men in history, John D. Rockefeller, died, his accountant was asked, "Well, how much did John D. leave?" The accountant's reply was, "All of it." Ecclesiastes 5:15 in the NIV version says, "Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs. He takes nothing from his labor that he can carry in his hand." You see, all that stuff that you think is yours is not yours. And you know what else about all that stuff? It's not you. Who you are has nothing to do with the clothes you wear or the car you drive. In Luke 12:15, Jesus says, "Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot." Heaven does not know you as the fellow with the nice suit, or the woman with the big house, or the kid with the new bike. Heaven knows your heart. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." When God thinks of you, he may see your compassion, your devotion, your tenderness, or quick mind, but he doesn't think of your things. You have a God who hears you, the power of love behind you, the Holy Spirit within you, and all of heaven ahead of you. If you have the shepherd, you have grace for every sin, direction for every turn, a candle for every corner, and an anchor for every storm. When you have the shepherd, you have everything you need. You and I could pray like the Puritan. He sat down to a meal of bread and water. He bowed his head and declared, "All this and Jesus too." Can't we be equally content? Paul says that godliness with contentment is great gain. When we surrender to God the cumbersome sack of discontent, we don't just give up something, we gain something. God replaces it with a lightweight, tailor-made, sorrow-resistant attaché of gratitude. What will you gain with contentment? You may gain your marriage. You may gain precious hours with your children. You may gain your self-respect. You may gain joy. You may gain the faith to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Heavenly Father, thank you for this great truth. You fulfill all my needs, all my desires, all my requirements. You are my shepherd, Lord. You are a shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. And because you did, I now have a relationship with God the Father. And I thank you for that, for taking the penalty of my sins, the stain of those sins, and washing me white as snow. Truly, I have a wonderful shepherd. And because of that, I have everything that I need.
When all the strength you have is gone, and friends that you depended on can't hear the cry you try to hide, or feel the pain you keep inside, or
Damaris Cabal and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and their song entitled All That You Need. Wonderful, wonderful thought. The 23rd Psalm said that the Lord is my shepherd. He is all we need. Isn't that true? Well, I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And I want to thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, let's close our program now with the Tom Fetke Singers and their song entitled God and God Alone. It is true that in our life, all we need is the Lord, Jesus Christ, in our life. I hope you know him as your personal Savior. Here's the Tom Fetke Singers and the song, God and God Alone.
To the small, the glory in them all is God.